Bible lesson today is simply entitled Sin Defined. Sin Defined. We're going to begin in the epistle, the first epistle of John, the first epistle of John with me, in chapter 3, verse number 4. The Word of God has this to say: Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. The trouble that many Christians have in life results from an unclear definition of sin. This lesson on sin defined will help you to understand that many of the difficulties that you haven't been able to solve in your life are the result of sin in your life. You see, you've been going about trying to fix yourself the wrong way. You are dealing with symptoms and not with the real causes. Now, the beauty of recognizing that many of your problems are a result of sins is that sin has a solution. You see, my dear listeners, Jesus already died for your sins. Matthew chapter 1 in verse 21, Matthew 1:21 says, Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Just think of that. What a relief. Deal with the sins in your life, and you can get rid of most of the problems in your life. Just think of it. How simple is that? So simple that the devil doesn't want you to know about it. Look what the words of God say about that in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. The Word of God says this: But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. You know, the devil will try to make you think the things or your problems, your sins are too complicated to resolve. But they're really not, because we have the simplicity that is in Christ. Amen. That Jesus Christ, through his name, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. We have the solution to many of our problems that result in sin through Jesus Christ. Amen. And the words of Almighty God. Now, here is sin. We're going to look at how sin is defined in the Bible. Here is sin defined in the Bible. Now, sin is the transgression of the law. We just saw that in 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. We read, Whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. Amen. Now, the trouble with folks is that they are looking for some explanation for their problem that is not biblical. Amen. You need to find your trouble in the Bible. And once you do, call it what it is: sin. Is your sin anger? Is your sin anger? In the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, in verse number 26, the Word of God tells us clearly, Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Anger is sin. Amen. Now, the trouble with most angry people is that they think their sin of anger is justifiable. Amen. Let me ask you, is your sin lying? Look at in Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter number 4 and verse 25. In Ephesians 4:25, the Word of God commands us, wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one, amen, one of another. Amen. The trouble with most liars is they think dishonesty is not lying. Amen. But the Bible says differently. So we need to find our sin, our trouble in the Bible, be it anger, lying, and call it what it is, sin. Let me ask you this, is your sin lust? Is your sin lust? Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5 verse 28 says, but I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. So from the scriptures, we're seeing anger is a sin, lying is sin, lust is a sin. The trouble with most lustful people is they think looking and thinking are not sins, but the Bible tells it is sin. So if you have the trouble of you're a lustful person, then you need to call it what it is, sin. Amen, and deal with it. Let me ask you this question. Is your sin overeating? Is your sin overeating? In Proverbs chapter 23, verse 21, Proverbs 23, verse 21 says this, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. So clearly here, we see that someone who overeats, and he's called a glutton, that's what the person is, that it's sin. Now, the trouble with most overeaters is they think gluttony is a disorder or a privilege. Amen. Or a privilege. So again, we're seeing that sin is defined in the scriptures. Sin is the transgression of the law. And what we need to do is find our trouble in the Bible and call what it is, sin. Amen. We see that the Bible clearly tells us that anger is sin, lying is sin, being lustful is sin, overeating is sin. Let me ask you this. Is your sin drunkenness? Is your sin drunkenness? Now notice in Galatians chapter 5, Galatians chapter 5, verse 21, we read this. Envying, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So we see here clearly listed is drunkenness. Drunkenness is a sin according to the scriptures. Now, the trouble with most drunks is they don't want to quit. Amen? How about, let me ask you this. Is your sin covetousness? Amen. Do you covet something that someone else has? Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 5 says, for this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, and here it is, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Now, the trouble with the covetous is that they love money and things more than God. And in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, the Bible warns us, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So again, as we're looking at sin defined in the Bible, we've seen, first of all, that sin is a transgression of the law. And the trouble with folks is they're trying to look for some explanation for the problem that is not biblical. So what we need to do is, you need to find your trouble in the Bible and call what it is sin. If you're angry, the Bible tells us clearly it's sin. Lying, the Bible clearly tells us is sin. Lustful, a lustful person, amen. Looking at things and thinking about things is sin. As we saw in the Matthew of John, lusting after woman in our, a man lusting after woman in his heart is adultery, amen. Overeating is sin, clearly from the scriptures. Drunkenness and covetousness are clearly sins according to the scriptures. Now, sin is also, if we turn to 1 John chapter 5, verse 17, 1 John 5:17, all unrighteousness is sin. All unrighteousness is sin. So, what is unrighteousness? Unrighteousness is simply defined anything that is wrong. Amen. If you do something that's not 100% right, then it is unrighteousness. Amen. There is no such thing as being partly right. Just think about the things that you do in your daily life. Amen. That's not 100% right. For example, amen, do you get paid for 8 hours, do you put in 8 hours? And if you don't put in 8 hours for 8 hours pay, then it's wrong. It's not right. It's unrighteous. Amen. The trouble with people today is that they call evil good and good evil. Amen. No matter what the world or those in power tell you, amen, if it goes against the word of God, then it's not right. It's wrong. Amen. No matter how society today that we live in tries to push this thing on transgender, amen, it's wrong. It goes against the Bible. It's like our country is becoming a nation of perverts. Amen. The battle lines are drawn about a man who feels that he's a woman should be able to go into a woman's restroom. and vice versa, a woman that believes she's a man and not a woman should be able to go in a man's restroom. That's foolishness. It's perversion. It's wrong. It's not right. No matter who, what government official that's trying to push it, it's still wrong because it's against the word of God. It is unrighteousness. All unrighteousness is sin. Amen? It's very simple. All unrighteousness is sin. Life shouldn't be so complicated. Call it what it is. It's sin. It's evil. But today, as Isaiah predicted, many centuries before, there'd be a time where things that are evil are called good and things that are good are called evil. Hey, wake up. We're here. Amen. We as Christians need to take a stand. Amen. Even though we may not be on the right side of society, who cares? You want to be right with God. You want to do what's right. And if it's not 100% right, then it's unrighteousness. So we see then we're living today where people call evil good and good evil. So their understanding of what is wrong is gone. Regardless, perversion is sin. Perversion is sin. Pornography is sin. Yelling at your spouse is sin. Injuring your children is sin. Sowing discord among brethren is sin. Abusing prescription drugs is sin. Amen. Fornicating is sin. Being lazy is sin. Living above your means is sin. Manipulating people with anger is sin. Dwelling on the past is sin. Fearing the future is sin. Worry is sin. Self-love is sin, and so forth, and so on. Amen. So again, we're looking at sin defined in the Word of God. Sin is a transgression of the law, number one. All unrighteousness is sin. Again, if it's not 100% right, then it's unrighteous and it's wrong. Number three. Let's turn to Romans chapter 4, verse 23. Romans 14, verse 23, we read this. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So, sin defined in the Bible, another definition is, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. It is sin to do anything that is not of faith. It's not of faith when there's any doubt whatsoever. So a lot of times, someone will come into the congregation, will come to the pastor, and say, is such and such, you know, I'm thinking about doing such and such, is it sin? The bottom line is, if you have any doubt about a particular action that you want to take, then it's sin. Amen. If there's any doubt whatsoever, it's sin. Amen. Gambling is sin. Gambling is sin. But what do we see popping up all over the United States? Casinos. Amen. They just put up a new one in my backyard here. It's sin. Gambling is sin. Drinking is sin. Amen. Drinking is sin. But my goodness, look at all the establishments, be it restaurants, clubs, whatever you want to call them, bar rooms, honky tonks, they sell booze. They sell sin. Amen. People don't want to get rid of sin because there's money to be made. Amen. Smoking is sin. Smoking is sin. Again, gambling, drinking, smoking, all of these things are sin. Amen. You can't do them with a clear conscience, Christian. Amen. But our society allows us and promotes it because there's money to be made on sin. Many of the things you read, watch, do, and say are sin by this definition. Whatever is not of faith is sin. Amen. When you get to do something, or you're going to read something, watch something, or do something, amen, and you cannot do it in faith, if there's any doubt about what you're about to do is wrong, is sin, then don't do it. There's your answer. It's simple as that. You don't have to go. And your pastor is busy anyways. And use up some of his valuable time. Not to say you shouldn't go to your pastor. But some of these things are very simple and easy to understand. That you don't need to go to your pastor. Amen. Any doubt of what you may want to read or watch or do or say. And if you can't do it in faith, then it's sin. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin is another definition, amen, of what sin is in the scriptures. Amen. For our next definition of sin in the scriptures, we need to turn to the book of James, James chapter 4, verse number 17, James 4, 17. In James chapter 4, verse 17, we read this. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Amen. Now, this is easy. If you've been leaving things that you know are good out of your life, and you are troubled as a result, you know, for example, that it's good to pray, but you don't. Amen. You know that things are good to do. For example, to go to church, to read your Bible, to be kind, to be forgiving, to love the Lord, to love others, to rest, to moderately exercise, to properly nourish yourself. And if you don't do these things and so forth, then it's sin. If you, again, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him is sin. Amen. You know, for example, you see someone, and it's happened to me many times, amen, that the Holy Spirit lays on your heart to go and at least hand a person a gospel tract. Amen. And you know you should do it, and it's good that you should do it, and you don't do it, it's sin. Amen. I've been guilty of it more than once, to be honest. This is what we're talking about. You know, maybe there's someone that the Lord has laid on your heart to maybe help out in a way, maybe with financially, or maybe spend some time with them. And you don't, amen, you don't do good like you should, then it's sin, amen. So to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. The last definition of sin that we want to look at from the scriptures is found in the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs 24, verse 9. Proverbs 24, verse 9 says this: the thought of foolishness is sin, and the scorner is an abomination to men. So the thought of foolishness is sin. Another definition of sin. Many people have trouble because of foolish thinking. For example, they think themselves into physical ailments. Amen? They may be physically fine, but they're convinced themselves that they're not. That's foolishness. That's sin. It's foolish or sin to think that everybody has to like you. They're not, especially if you're living for God. Most people, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Amen. And if you're truly living for the Lord, even so-called Christians that are not living for the Lord are not going to like you. So it's foolishness or sin to think that everybody has to like you. It's also foolishness or sin to dwell on the past. You can't change the past. Amen. You need to go forward. It's holding you back. It's sin to think about what happened in the past. Amen. It's foolish or sin to think that you can fix the things that can't be fixed. Amen. There are just certain things that you can't fix. Stop wasting your time. Stop thinking and dwelling on it that I can fix these things, because it's foolish and it's sin. Amen. It's also foolish or sin to think that God makes exceptions for your particular sins. People often say, oh, God will understand. Amen. He knows, you know, that I've been trying and I have a struggle with certain things. No, it's sin. So it's foolish to think that God makes exception for your particular sins. It's foolish to think that you can go on the way that you are and that somehow things are going to get better. That's foolishness. That's sin. They're not going to get better unless you make some changes in your life. It's also foolish to think that this lesson here doesn't apply to you, because it applies to each and every one of us, me and you listening today. Remember, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Don't be a sinful fool, my friends. Now, if you want to make some headway against some of these problems in your life, be honest with God. Call these things what they truly are, sin, and then confess them and forsake them, so that you can get rid of them and or have victory over them through Jesus Christ, through whom we are more than conquerors. Again, thank you for joining me today, and I pray that you'll continue to tune in at the same time every week as we continue our awesome journey in and through the very words of Almighty God.